What's up, my friends? It's Rick Mulready here. Listen, if you are feeling like you're struggling to keep up with all the AI opportunities, or maybe you're wondering how to even start leveraging AI in your business without all the headaches, the AIify newsletter is designed with you in mind, my friend. Every week, I simplify AI for you, showing you how to apply it and integrate it into your business so that you can work less and profit more. As one of my readers put it, it's a must-have for any entrepreneur who wants to get more done in less time. And they said there's a lot of noise out there and your information is up to date, yet just feels more calm and more relatable. So I want to invite you to sign up for the AIify newsletter. It's free. Just go to rickmulready.com/newsletter. That's rickmulready.com/newsletter. As we run our businesses, inevitably times come up where shit hits the fan, where we need to figure a solution out because we've got to make something happen, right? Where something unexpected happens, we're faced with it, and we got to figure out a solution or multiple solutions. Now, if we are trying to come up with solutions from a fear-based mindset or a scarcity-based mindset, the solutions that if we're even able to come up with anything, likely, usually are not very good. And so we kind of have to take a step back and try, right? It's not easy, but try and get some perspective on things to try to come up with ideas on how to solve whatever you are faced with. And one of the best things that you can do is sort of crowdsource ideas from people. And we did a live event, a live retreat for my accelerator program here in San Diego back in October. And that's one thing that we do in the program is we crowdsource ideas from other people. And so I want you to imagine this scenario. You wake up one day, you run Facebook or Instagram ads or Meta ads consistently in your business, let's just say, and you do regular promotions or live launches in your business. And for the past several years, you've relied on ads to get registrations to register for your challenge or for your launch or whatever it is that you're doing. And you've primarily built a really great lead flow from your paid ads. It's become a really important strategy for you. So you wake up one day and you go to log into your business manager and you are locked out essentially. Your account has been shut down. Not suspended, it's been shut down. It's been deactivated. And you're like, what is going on? Now you might be listening right now. You're like, yeah, that's happened to me. And if that has happened, I'm sorry. That's the worst. And so you reach out to ad support, you appeal what's going on, and nothing's moving for you, right? And you've been trying this for weeks and still no movement. Now, all of a sudden, you are 3 weeks out from your next launch. And again, you've historically relied on ads as a major traffic source for registrations for your launch. So you're like, now what do? I can't rely on that traffic source anymore. I need organic ideas or other, you know, paid traffic channels that are outside of Facebook or Instagram. And so this was the exact scenario that one of our accelerator members brought to when we do live events. I break the group out into multiple small groups and they do small group hot seats. It's one of their favorite and also one of my favorite things that we do. And so this person brought this exact scenario to the group and said, I need ideas. I need ideas to drive traffic to sign up for my launch. And as I make everybody do, they've got to come with their own ideas first, and then we build upon them. And so I want you to think about this. Like, if you're in this situation, what would you do? I think this is a great exercise, whether you do Facebook ads or not. If one of your marketing channels, your primary marketing channels, were to be turned off or disappear, what would you do? What's your plan B? What is your backup? I think this is a great exercise for everybody listening right now to do. And so anyway, so this person said, well, they have a, you know, they have a YouTube channel, a successful YouTube channel, so they could run YouTube ads. Okay, cool. They could create some more videos for their YouTube channel. They could create some blog posts on their site. They could be posting, you know, organically on Instagram, on LinkedIn, because LinkedIn is a platform that this person's target audience does use. Another thing that they came to the group with, they said, I could email current students of my program to see if they would be affiliates for the program, right? So they could start wrangling that, if you will, kind of grassroots efforts. They were also speaking at two events, live events, prior to the launch. So they could be promoting this, you know, training series that they were going to do at these events. So there's six things, six really solid things. YouTube ads, organic videos, whether it's Instagram Reels, other YouTube videos. They could do a blog post on their site. They could post on Instagram, post on LinkedIn. They could email their current students to be affiliates. And they're also speaking at a couple of live events with their exact target customers. So they could be mentioning, you know, the live training that they're going to be doing to try to get people. And so those are all great things. And I would recommend trying all those things, right? Again, 3 weeks out from your launch, you've got it. You really, and you've got big goals for the launch. You really want to get people signed up. You don't have the normal traffic channel in terms of paid ads anyway with Facebook and Instagram. Okay, cool. Six things right there. Another idea. So now I want to share with you six different ideas that the group brought to this person. One of them was Pinterest ads. They hadn't run Pinterest ads before, but this person is in a niche that it would make sense to have a presence on Pinterest, and ads could be a really quick way to get in front of, you know, an audience there. No guarantees, of course, but it's an option. Another one, and I will preface this one by saying I don't recommend doing this, okay? But another option was using another colleague in the same space, their Facebook business page, to run ads to that, you know, to the launch, to the registration. And then they just pay for the ads that are run on through the other person's account, okay? And you would use UTM tracking codes to be able to do that rather than like a referral link. Don't love this idea. I'm pretty sure it's not even, you know, within ad policy, but I also, at the same time, I know people who do this, not within my group. I know people who do this, and for some people, it does work. Don't love that strategy, but again, when we're brainstorming ideas, it doesn't mean you have to use everything. It's just coming up with different ideas. Another one that I gave this person, and this is coming up a lot in my calls recently with some of our members, and I'm suggesting people do this, is be a sponsor of other podcasts that have your target audience. So I said to this person, I said, there are tons of podcasts out there for your specific people. Like, your audience is listening to other podcasts. Why don't you go to the people who host those podcasts and ask them if they'd be willing to say, hey, I would love to be a sponsor of your podcast for like the next couple of episodes. Would you be open to that? And they might say yes, they might say no, but like, at least you're asking. And the opportunity that exists to get in front of your exact target audience by asking hosts of podcasts to, if they'd be willing for you to be a, you know, to accept a sponsorship on there. And that could be one episode. It could be four episodes. It could be an entire quarter. There's all different types of options, but talk about getting in front of your exact audience. That is an amazing way. And I'll tell you this, not a lot of podcast hosts understand, you know, how to price sponsorships and so forth. And so it's absolutely worth an ask. And to, if they say yes, like, you know, start figuring out something that is a win-win for both of you. This is another opportunity, by the way, that if you have a podcast and you have some sort of promotion coming up or whatever it might be, and you have the opportunity to do dynamic ad insertion, which means like you can insert an ad at the beginning of an episode, a pre-roll ad, for example, and then the promotion is done. Well, you just change out that ad and dynamically, meaning like, all right, I want to insert a new ad and it's going to go across my entire catalog of episodes. Well, dynamic ads can be a great option for you. This person wasn't doing podcast, they had the YouTube channel. So anyway, they could go to other podcasts and see if they'd be willing to accept a sponsor. By the way, on this one here, later that day after this, after I gave this person this idea to go do, they reported back and said, I already nailed this. I already have a sponsorship of two upcoming episodes on this podcast. It's a big podcast and has my exact target audience. And they secured a sponsorship for two episodes at a very reasonable price. So I thought that was amazing. The next one, influencer marketing. So if there are other people in your space who are not direct competitors to you, that maybe what you're teaching is complementary to what they're teaching and can still serve their audience, well, why not reach out to them and offer to pay them to promote or to mention your training that you have coming up, right? So for example, if they have a large email list, or maybe not even large, like a very engaged email list, you could purchase an ad in that email list. So if you send, you know, a weekly newsletter out to your email list and you have a 50% open rate of a list of 5,000 people, it's pretty darn good, right? How cool would it be to have an ad in that email that is going out to that very targeted audience of your target audience? So influencer marketing. You could also, another way of influencer marketing is you could get other, you know, people in your space, again, complimentary to you, to talk about your training series that you've got coming up, you know, on social media, for example. So there's different ways of influencer marketing. So those are two ideas that we also gave this person. Another idea, not feasible within 3 weeks, but I think this is a really interesting idea, especially for this person's niche, is direct mail. Is to, you know, it's kind of like what I talked about a few episodes ago, what's old is new, right? Direct mail has come full circle. There's a lot of people seeing success with direct mail, actually sending out something, you know, physical card or what have you in the mail. And, you know, you could have like kind of a catchy saying on there or what have you. But anyway, you could be sending them to a free offer, a free guide or free, you know, whatever it might be. You could do it for a free training series. But again, you'd want to, you know, that's longer planning and all that, you know, it takes longer than 3 weeks to, in order for that to happen. But I think it's a great idea. Another one would be what that we suggested to her was reaching out to other companies in the space that have their our members' target audience and offer to, you know, speak, do a training for them or something like that. As a big company, that can only benefit their members because if the members are succeeding, the larger company is succeeding, right? So that was another option. And then finally, the eighth thing that we're talking about here was just simply an email list, right? This person has a good size email list. And this is really number one, actually, is just to be emailing the list and letting them know about the promotion. I mean, they could do like a mini training, for example, for their email list that is sort of step one leading into the live training series, for example. There's all different types of things that you could do and ideas that you could come up with for that. And so there's 14 different ideas to outside of the box, if you will, to come up with, you know, help, I need registrations, right? I'm 3 weeks out. I don't have access to my ads account. This has been my primary channel. I need some ideas. So let me recap them for you real quick. YouTube ads, organic videos, whether it's on their YouTube channel or on social media, blog post on the site. Don't love that one unless you're getting a ton of traffic to your site. Posting on Instagram and LinkedIn. I would also add TikTok for sure to this. Again, 3 weeks. In order to get quick traction there, I'd be, you know, running TikTok ads. Another option that we talked about or that they brought was emailing current students of their program to be affiliates for them for the launch, right? So offering, you know, making it super easy for current or past students to promote the training and pay them an affiliate commission. This person was speaking at a couple of events, live events prior to the event, prior to the launch, I should say. And then the other ideas that, you know, members of Accelerator came up with is, you know, Pinterest ads, again, TikTok ads. One person, you know, suggested using another person's Facebook business page to run ads to the launch, using UTM codes to track that. Don't love that idea. But again, I certainly know a lot of people who do that sort of thing and it works. You know, more power to them. That's awesome. Be a sponsor on other podcasts that have your target audience. And, you know, when you reach out, just go to the host and say, hey, I'd love to sponsor your podcast. Would you be open to discussing what that could look like? And this person literally went out and did that at break at the retreat, came back and nailed a sponsorship for a very reasonable amount and getting in front of their exact audience. The other couple of options here, influencer marketing, right? Getting other people in your space, non-competitors, quote unquote, to talk about your launch, paying them, of course, to do so, mentioning it in social media. You can do an ad in their email list, like in, you know, they send the email out to their list. You can have an ad in there. Direct mail, we talked about, reaching out to other companies in the space who have members who are your target audience and being, you know, offering to do trainings for them or what have you. And then again, first and foremost, last but certainly not least, and that should be actually number one, is your email list. Leveraging your email list, the relationship that you've built with your list, creative things that you can do there. You can do mini trainings for them, even leading up to the training series, all different types of things that you can do. So 14 sort of outside of the box ideas for you to get people to your launch, your evergreen, whatever it might you might be doing to get registrations when your primary lead source, your primary traffic channel is not available for any reason. Hopefully these were helpful for you. Appreciate you, my friend. Thank you for coming to hang out with me today. Until next time, be well, and we'll chat with you soon.